Say something for the podcast. Tell the people what you feel.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show, man.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, where objectiveness is the objective, and I am said jerk.
What is up? This is The Objective Jerk, and I'm said jerk. How's everybody doing? Hope all is well. I seem to be coming out of a depressional fog. Is that a word? I'm going to coin it. Nah, I don't care. But, so getting a little more things done, which is always nice. This is going to be a double feature. I was kind of originally wanting to talk about the Nashville shooter a little bit, but then I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to figure out something else. So then I was going to talk about Zack Snyder, kind of do a Zack Snyder thing like I did with the Quentin Tarantino films and kind of talk about some stuff with him and, you know, all that BS. And I was like, you know, maybe I'll just do both. Screw it. You know, I'm going to record two. So, I mean, they're going to be separate videos. This one is going to, I'm going to talk about the shooter, which the shooting, even on Rumble, doesn't really get, I don't know, people kind of tired of hearing about this kind of crap, which I don't know. Like I agree, but at the same time, when you see the crap, the hypocrisy, the BS, the cover up, the conspiracy involved, it's like, you got to hear about it, you know? But this one will be on Rumble. You know, I'm going to release them both at the same time. I'm not a YouTuber. You know, I don't have, whatever kind of crap. I mean, I have a YouTube channel. But like, so like this episode will not be, I won't even post it on YouTube because it'll get nothing. But then when I talk about movies and bull crap like that, stuff that's supposed to distract you from what's going on, then all of a sudden I get views on YouTube. So, you know, I'll post the Snyder discussion on YouTube and Rumble, but I'm only going to put this on Rumble and, of course, you know, the podcast and whatever. So that's the plan. So not that you have to listen to this in order to listen to the other one. You know, it's not like a sequel or nothing. I got everything up to talk about Zack Snyder and his films. And then I was just like, you know, I don't know, this thing kind of bugs me. So I want to talk about it. So this video might not be very long, but for those that don't know, and there's probably a lot of people that don't know, cause you don't really see much. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I was to bring this up in front of my mom or to my mom. And she'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, she would just have no clue. Cause she don't really follow the news. But the news that she does follow, it's the BS news. So now, okay, real quick. So, well, no, because I'll forget. So if this individual in Nashville was, you know, a good old boy, redneck Trump lover, then everybody would know about it. But because it was a trans and, you know, all this kind of other stuff, it's like nobody hears about it, you know? And see, that right there should make people, whatever side you're on, that should make you think, that's not cool. Even though I've said this before, you know, just because, I mean, you know, people are tribal, people have their sides and they want their side to win. But if it's obvious that your side is cheating, you should not support that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. Just too much evil in the world. But so a year ago now, there was a shooting at a Catholic school, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a girl who was transitioning into a male, and she shot some adults and some kids and stuff like that. And there wasn't a whole lot of news on it because the individual identified as, you know, a transgender individual. And they discovered that this individual had a, you know, like notes and her inner thoughts. What the heck do they call it now? Manifesto. Man, you say that word in this video, just that alone will not get clicks on YouTube. But so there was a manifesto. And if this individual was a normal white redneck guy, that manifesto would have been released before the shooting. You know what I mean? But here it is. You know, all of a sudden they don't want to release the manifesto. It's like, why? What's going on? I mean, we know why. But and then there were some officers that released a few pages. Because the information needs to go out there. You need to know, people, the public need to know, you know, if anything, just things to look for. So if you have a family member that's doing the same things, oh, crap, you know, and then they can talk to them or they can help try and help them find help, seek help, whatever. So for them to not release it is just it. That is a conspiracy, like a legit, like what's going on, right? And so, and then they start trying to go after those police officers that released it. It's like, what? So you're upset that people are exposing the truth to the community. Like, that's a bad thing. So what does that tell you right there? You know what I mean? So they still haven't released it. It's been a year. Like I said, if it was a redneck guy in a MAGA hat, it would have been released before he did the shooting. And they're fighting it now. So it's like the parents of the individual who committed the shooting basically handed over the estate of that individual, maybe like whatever kind of anything that has to do with that individual. They just basically just, I don't want nothing to do with my child now, I guess. They did this and they handed it over to the parents, which is kind of weird by itself. So it's like, what? So to me, that kind of thinks that there was a little bit of pushing, you know, some lawyers were like, hey, you should do this. So they're arguing that the parents of the victims don't want it released, which that right there does not make sense either. I think they're putting it on the parents, but it has nothing to do with the parents. They're trying to say like, oh, it's copyrighted. The manifesto's copyrighted. It's not just because someone wrote it and they don't want it released doesn't automatically make it copyrighted. It's part of a crime. It's evidence. It's, you know, the state's evidence. So it should be public. You know, once it's done its purpose for investigating, they need to release it. This thing should have been released a long time ago. But the two, so people are like, what is going on? What is going on? And the two things that come to mind for me are, one, in the manifesto, I don't know if it was one of the sheets that was released, or there's a few documents from the manifesto that was released. So that's the only information that people have. And this individual states that she was almost caught, right? And I think that's why they released it, because it was like, you know, somebody dropped the ball. And that, so as far as that goes, I think somebody did inform, you know, local authorities who informed the FBI of this individual. And whether they knew about it, I don't think they would want, that wouldn't make any sense, but they, you know, they looked at the individual and they thought, oh, it's not a threat. You know what I mean? And then suddenly a couple months later, person kills a bunch of people, you know, so the FBI wouldn't want that to get out, that they dropped the ball essentially. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I'm thinking as far as her talking about almost getting caught. I think that's why, because if the FBI didn't want to let the public know how they're failing, I mean, they're failing in every which way. You see the crap going on. The FBI needs to be disbanded. And me just saying that right there, probably I'm going to get people listening to my shit, to my cell phone. This is my cell phone. Anyway. And the other thing is this individual was a trans and was taking you know, puberty blockers or not puberty blockers, but because it was a female going to a male, she was taking, you know, testosterone and whatever kind of medication that they have to take. So here's the thing, too. When somebody has a sex change, they are dependent on doctors and medicine for their whole life. They have to take, it's not like it just, oh, you get it done, you're good to go. You have to continually, it's like being a diabetic. You have to take your insulin shots for the rest of your life, you know, or, you know, if you got AIDS or something and the medicine they take, you know, you have to take it forever. And there's reports that this person was feeling, you know, a lot of her or him. So it was a girl that became, it was transitioning to a guy. They, whatever, you know, they were having these thoughts that when you look at were brought upon from these pharmaceutical whatever that help a person transition, right? And we all know that pharmaceutical companies don't want nothing negative coming out on them. You know, I mean, look at what happened with the 2020 and why am I acting like I'm on YouTube? You know, with COVID and everything, trying to suppress any kind of negativity about it. So I think those are the two. Maybe they both have, is one or the other, or they're both, you know, part of it. So yeah, they don't want it to get out that the medicine or whatever it is that people who are transitioning from one sex to another could possibly make them go and shoot people, right? Now, that's not to say that, like, if I was to start taking it, I would, you know, go and shoot people. I mean, maybe no, but it's just, it depends on the individual, I think, you know, and their makeup, their chemical makeup, their whatever, it, you know, it just affects everybody differently. Just, you know, one of the SSIs, the your anti, depression pills and everything like that, right? I think for a small minority of people, it does help, but I think for most, it doesn't. It didn't help for me. It made actually things where I quit taking my antidepressants because my depression still happened. It just changed it and it got worse. So I quit taking my antidepressants because I was seeing it just, it was not helping. And if anything, it was making it worse. And I think there are some people where it absolutely makes it worse. Case in point, the Nashville shooter, or, you know, it maybe helps some people, but I mean, they say you're not supposed to take it forever anyway, but just think about that, all these different chemicals and stuff and what it does to your brain. Think about all, you know, back in the 40s and 50s where guns were everywhere, people had guns in their cars. Nobody was shooting anybody. You know, people ask that question a lot. And I've said it before. What's the difference between now and then? It's like, it's these SSIs or whatever they call it. I don't know if but you know, the antidepressants and all this pharmaceutical crap that's supposed to chemically balance your brain, you know what I mean? But it doesn't. Like I said, maybe for some, but majority, I don't think it does. And that's why you see so much crap, you know, going on. You know, you see, like, because when did antidepressants come around? I talked about it once before. It was like the 40s, 50s or something is when it really started going out there. And then suddenly the 70s was like serial killer everywhere, you know, during the 70s. And then now it's like progressed into active shooters. It's like, is this all created purposely, or is it just pharmaceutical company wants to make as much money. They don't care what happens, which we know has happened before. The people that, you know, created OxyContin, the family that did that, you know, they knew what it can do, and they still put it out there, and it caused millions upon millions of deaths, overdoses, and, you know, all kinds of crap. They don't care. And is it a big conspiracy? Maybe. I mean, why is the trans movement being pushed so hard? You know, you can look up like a map of all the different clinics that help with surgeries and help with, you know, everything that you need to, like, if somebody wants to transition, they can go to these clinics and they get quote unquote educated and then can possibly get, you know, the surgeries and stuff. They've like went from like 7 to like hundreds and hundreds of them. You know what I mean? So it's like, is it about money or is it really about just ruining our country in a sense? I don't know. Now, see, this is when you start going into like crazy conspiracies and like, what is it? What is going on? You know, like I've said before, did Russia, did the communists really infiltrate America and like all these people that push all these different programs and laws and regulations and all this stuff all stem from communism trying to destroy America? And this is the end result that started in the 50s and 60s. You know what I mean? And it took time, you know, like I said, it's like the long con, but it's working, you know. If we continue at the rate we are, America will no longer be around. It will crumble. That's for sure. And that's probably the goal of some, you know. Who knows? It's hard to say. But I don't know. You know, Trump isn't, you know, he's not the best president ever, but he's definitely the president we need right now. There's just something going on, you know, like, I mean, there's actual documents and proof and everything of the CIA conducting coups in other countries. What was Nixon? What was JFK? Those were coups. You know what I mean? They got rid of the person in power so that the person that they can control and have in power can be the one running the show. Somebody's like, wow, this guy's nuts. Dude, look it up. Look into it. Just read into it. Try and open up your mind a little bit and just read into some stuff. It's nuts. Or you can just, you know, blissfully be ignorant and just hope that everything works out, which, I don't know. Sometimes I miss not, you know, kind of being aware of all the BS that's going on. You know, somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, posted the thing about, you know, when right before COVID really hit the fan, and how Trump, and I've talked about this before, so again, I apologize, but how Trump closed the borders and everybody's calling him racist, and it was just showing all the different politicians, you know, talking about, oh no, you know, Trump's racist. Look at, come to Chinatown, come here, let the blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, oh, we need to go after Trump for the way he handled the COVID. It's like, what? You know, so that's what really, that whole thing is what really got me kind of looking a little bit more. And like, you know, I think that's kind of for everybody. There's some kind of instance where, I mean, anybody that's, you know, I guess more in the middle, like I kind of felt I was, but something happens where you're just like, what? And then you just kind of see it, and then you start seeing it everywhere. Maybe sometimes it's you see it when it's not there, but you know, there's different degrees, you know, And people, you know, people will often say like, oh, conspiracy theory, a conspiracy in everything. And I always say, it's like, yes, there are some people that will see a conspiracy in everything, but there's nobody, or not nobody, but far more people that don't, or like, okay, what do I say? So you can quote me. This is mine. Okay. So there are a few people that question everything that goes on. Every kind of whatever goes on, people question it. Is this actually, you know, what is this? This seems fishy to me, right? So there's a few that question everything, but there's hardly anybody that don't question anything. They just, well, okay, I believe it. CNN says so. So, okay, you know, they don't question anything. And that's, I think, the real problem. It's like you don't need to question everything, but you got to question some things, man. You got to just take a second and look and be like, okay, wait, hold on. That doesn't make sense. Why are they, you know what I mean? And it's happening more and more. You see it everywhere. So many people, it's happening. So, I mean, the good, I mean, that's ultimately what's going on. Good versus evil. And the good is, I mean, the evil was running everything for a while. So the good is starting to come back. People are starting to catch on. But it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be crazy. But anyway, that's kind of it. That's all I wanted to talk about as far as this. So I'm going to stop this. I'm going to export it. And then I'm going to record what I was originally going to talk about. All right. But thanks for hanging out. And I'll see you next time. All right, bye.
You just put yourself through another episode of The Objective Jerk. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, comment, wherever you find this, follow. It all helps. But thanks again, and I'll see you next time.